Good evening and welcome to worship. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal and a half sheet of paper with our order of service on it. A word about the song numbers. When you see song number listed, that indicates the songs with the large numbers on the, at the top of the page in the back half of the hymnal. Also, a word about our communion practice here at Holden in three words, three very important words. All are welcome to receive the sacrament. And there will be three stations, one in front of the altar and one to either side of the altar. You will receive the bread, and the first chalice will have wine for drinking. If you would rather drink out of an individual cup, you may take one, and the first pitcher will have wine, and the second pitcher will have grape juice. And if you do not wish to receive, you are still welcome to come forward to receive a blessing. Simply cross your arms in front of your chest to so indicate. Also, there is a more fulsome statement of our communion practice in the back cover of your red hymnal. Our offering tonight and throughout the summer will be given to three organizations in Haiti. The first is Lutheran World Federation Haiti, supporting the work they're doing there. The second is Hearts with Haiti, an organization that supports ministries that work with children who are in need. And finally, Eglise Lutherienne de Haiti, the Lutheran Church of Haiti. And so all of our offerings through the summer will be going to support those three ministries in Haiti. And finally, our preacher and presider tonight will be Pastor Renee Splickle Larson. Renee is pastor of Heart River Lutheran Church, and those of you who were here, have been here through the past week, will know that she was one of the organizers of our Haiti Focus Week that we had this past week. And so we welcome Renee in her preaching and in her presiding here tonight. And with that, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
There are just a few things that we need to know about the music tonight in order so that we worship more fully. Let's prepare a little bit. Again, a red book and a little bulletin insert. And there are several times when if you're not directed to a piece of paper or a hymnal, it means usually means that we're singing something call and response. So just listen and sing back what you hear. That's going to happen right away at our call to worship, again at our prayers, and during the Lamb of God. So don't panic. If you don't have a page number, just look up here and you'll find direction.
We're going to start by taking a look at this small piece of paper you have to our Holy Holy. See if you can find that at the very end of the service there, the Holy Holy. You see there are three lines of music, and what's going to happen is that first we're going to learn them. I'll sing first, and then you sing back. And then once we get to the end, we're going to just have you try singing anyone you like at that point, any one of those three. So first, let's learn them. Here's line one of the Holy. Sounds like this. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Here's the second line. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And the third line is, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And here we go. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Take it from the beginning. The first line. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of far and by. And again. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of far and by. Try two. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And again. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Sing line three together. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And now pick a part. Here we go. Above that, still at it. All right, lovely. And right above that, you see a nice humming line. And this is one, too, where we're all going to be able to just hum right underneath our presider as she prays for us. Try that. Beautiful.
One more thing to teach you. Could you turn to hymn number 25, and you can keep it there? 525. You can keep your finger there. That will be our hymn of praise tonight. If you see five lines down, if we could sing from there to the end, beginning with, you are holy. Could we do that?
Just the last half of the song. You are holy, you are wholeness. Here we go. You are holy.
Going to begin by singing this song all the way through, and then the women are going to begin. The higher voices are going to start, and when they get down to halfway through, right where we started, when they get there, the men are going to start at the top, and we'll be singing in canon. So just pay attention for those instructions.
And now, without looking at that hymn at all, let's see if we can't sing those same notes and just sing Alleluia. That'll be our gospel acclamation. So let's give it a try. Just Alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Let's prepare for worship with our call to worship.
Please just sing back what you hear.
Jesus, healing power is here among us. of the font. In the ordinary bread at the table, in the ordinary bread at the table, in the ordinary people who become the body of Christ. Jesus' healing power is here among us. In the ordinary water of the font.
Assembly responds, God have mercy. When we cloud the air with senseless words,
God have mercy.
When we bend your ear for our own greed, ignoring the needs of others,
God have mercy.
When we silence the cries for justice of those around us,
God have mercy.
When we ignore the voice of Christ in our midst,
God have mercy.
When we fail to praise you with our words and actions,
God have mercy.
Let the people say, Amen.
Amen.
By the gift of mercy in Christ, you have been forgiven and set free for lives of service and love. Amen.
Amen.
You are home.
Now the men begin. You are holy, you are whole, you are always ever whole. Can we ever understand? You are always at hand. Blessed.
by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. The assembly may be seated.
The first reading comes from the book of Jeremiah, the 28th chapter. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great realms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, and the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. Word of God, word of life." The second reading comes from the book of Romans. Oh, Psalm first. Psalm first.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your steadfast love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our might is exalted. Truly our shield belongs to the Lord, our ruler to the Holy One of Israel. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
Comes from the book of Romans, the 6th chapter. Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present any parts of your bodies to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your bodies to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your bodies as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Word of God, word of life. Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from the one present in our midst, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. First of all, I would like to say thank you to you, Holden Village, for inviting me into your pulpit. What a privilege and honor it is to share in the good news of God with all of you this day. Well, I grew up in Garrison, North Dakota, doing push-ups most of my life. Yes, push-ups. Nearly every time I would ask my dad for money or to sleep over at a friend's house, his instant reply was, 20 push-ups. Yes, I have done a lot of push-ups in my life. And who knows if he was just trying to make his children strong or ingrain in us that we had to work for what we received, or if he simply got a kick out of his kids doing multiple push-ups to earn rewards. Regardless, I have done a lot of push-ups in my life, and whether my dad meant to or not, I have learned that if I worked hard for something, I would be rewarded. Our gospel reading today speaks of rewards, the prophet's rewards, the disciples, the righteous ones. But what exactly is the reward? What is the prophet's reward, for example? In our first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah is called to pronounce death and destruction upon Israel. Yet scripture includes not only Jeremiah's proclamation to the people of Israel, but also his own prophet's lament to God. Listen to what he says. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. Cursed be the day on which I was born. Why did I come forth from the womb to see toil and sorrow and spend my days in shame? And in the addition to scorn and derision, Jeremiah receives from the people of Israel, he still does not escape the violence and destruction that comes upon his people. No, Jeremiah the prophet suffers alongside his sisters and brothers in the siege and exile by the Babylonians. And the disciples' reward? Each of the 12 ended up dying for the sake of the gospel. But what of the reward of the righteous? Surely that is a different, tangible fare. I once heard a radio preacher say, "Test God. If you send me money, God will double what you send me." Right? Test God and see if it comes true. I have to admit that I can understand the longing for this to be true, just as I can understand how we might wish that only praying hard enough or long enough will cure an incurable illness, or using the treatment of baptism as an insurance policy against judgment and hell. But ultimately, this theology of glory crumbles in the moment of great suffering and death. Such a theology is what Dietrich Bonhoeffer refers to as cheap grace. Delving into the scripture, let us explore together what deeper meaning reward might hold in a meaning centered around God's presence. So let us return for a moment back to Jeremiah to hear God's word to the prophet. In between Jeremiah's laments and proclamations of impending destruction, God says, "I am with you." 6 times throughout the book, beginning in chapter 1, verse 8, God says, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." We hear Jesus echo this promise in Matthew 28 when he tells his disciples, "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." Whether we see it or not, God's presence is promised to us. For Christ is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. The opening words of Matthew. More often than not, God's presence goes unnoticed and unnamed until later reflection. How many times in our lives have we felt in our innermost being with what seems to be God's absence? Over and over again, there are situations in the world where people cry out, "Where are you, God?" One such instance that is so fresh in my mind, especially in light of focusing on Haiti this past week in the village, is the earthquake that struck the country on January 12, 2010. Hundreds and thousands of people died in 35 seconds, including my husband, Ben. Hundreds and thousands more struggled to emerge from the dust cloud, broken, afraid, and lost, including we in your midst tonight, Bill, Walness, Carl, and myself. And Haiti was left buried in the rubble. Enel was one of those buried in the rubble, and his story is actually very close to my own story of living through the earthquake. When the earthquake struck, Enel was on the third floor of a six-floor building with 25 of his classmates waiting for their university class to begin. And when the building began to first shake, it came crashing down. And Anel was kept alive by a section of the ceiling that both knocked him down and shielded him from the floors that followed. He ended up digging himself out of the rubble, and a stranger emerging out of the dust cloud came alongside him, placed his arm around him, and helped him to a street corner where Anel lied down from exhaustion. The following quote is from Kent Annan's book, Aftershock. Anel's face, like those eerie early pictures, is covered with fine concrete dust from the collapsed school, from the dust that rose after a city of 3 million people was shaken like an old rug. Anel is thirsty, so thirsty. Dusk is settling in. He doesn't think he will make it through the night because his mouth and throat are caked with dust. It feels hard to breathe. A different stranger walking by pauses, holds a 4-ounce bag of treated drinking water, pours some to gently wipe the caked dust off Anel's face, then gives him the rest of the water to drink, then continues on his way. Jesus in Matthew 10, verse 42 says, "Whoever even gives a cup of cold water, none of these will lose their reward." Perhaps one of the greatest mysteries of faith is the proclamation and confidence that God is most fully and most profoundly present in great suffering. In the giving of water to a throat choked with dust and a heart choked with despair. If Christ is not present in these times, then God is not God. Dare we proclaim that God is fully present and embodied in Jesus of Nazareth, a God who hangs battered, broken, and suffocating on a cross? Against all other evidence, we declare God's presence in the cross, the suffering of the world. It is one thing to hear that God's presence is with you. It is entirely another to know and trust that God is with you. If the only way we can know that God is with us is through creation and other human beings, then that means God comes to us in physical, tangible ways. The hospitality of a cold drink, the touch of another, voices raised in song, bread and wine. I am thankful for Annan's honest reflection of his time in Haiti following the earthquake, as written in his book, Aftershock. I'm especially thankful for his thoughts as he remembers worshiping in a community amidst the rubble of a church building and remembers approaching the communion table, hearing the words, "This is my body, broken for you." And so I share his words with you. The body of Christ in this place broken, Annan remembers. Literally broken bodies, broken homes, broken church building. We line up to go forward and receive. In front of me is a grandmother. She's lost everything and sees her family and community devastated. She's frail. She moves forward without hesitation in line. A young man behind me. What dreams can he dream now? He keeps moving forward for the bread. "This is my body, broken for you." I arrive in the jagged communion wafer. Christ's presence Yes, Christ's presence that did not stop the church from falling, that did not protect the teacher in the school or the dad on the porch, but Christ's presence here in the pile of rubble and here in this group of people in a sun-struck yard is placed on my tongue. The broken God who couldn't feel more distant, near to me in this moment, a jagged communion wafer dissolving in my stomach. End quote. It is not difficult to feel the presence of God on a hike to 10 Mile Falls, in a fun and bustling dining hall at dinner. It is another thing to declare God's presence in the face of cancer or in the burial of a child, parent, or spouse. But I hope the more we proclaim it, the more we can know and trust it to be true. Tonight we gather around the table. And the wild thing about this table is that those we have loved and those who have died meet us there. They are present there too. We gather together with our own brokenness and wonderings about God's presence in each of our lives, a presence that does not spare us from suffering, yet a presence that leads us through suffering. And perhaps the greatest mystery of all is that Emmanuel, God with us, is enough. It is sufficient. Jeremiah had days in which he felt broken, afraid, and lost, as we all do. However, in the end for Jeremiah, God's presence was enough. It was sufficient. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, Jesus proclaims in the gospel reading this evening. In the countering of others, you and I encounter the living Lord, Jesus Christ, the very presence of God. The reward, so to speak, is not something far off that can be earned by 20 push-ups. Rather, the reward begins here and now in the promised and proclaimed presence of God in our midst by the freely given, loving grace of God. And the fun part is we just have to show up and have the party. Scripture proclaims that Christ shows up for this celebration. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Therefore, it is with great confidence, dear brothers and sisters, that I proclaim to you this night that surely God is in this place.
Thank you. led by the Holy Spirit, and with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, for those in need, and for all of God's creation.
God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the church, that having been freed from the bonds of sin and made holy in the waters of baptism, the gospel may be proclaimed freely to all people, we pray.
God of mercy.
Let us pray for the world, that the earth and its creatures may be tended with care and bear fruit to all to share. May we care so for the earth, for generations to come may experience its abundance. We pray.
God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the leaders of all nations, that they may be instruments of righteousness and peace in the face of injustice and conflict. Give to all who bear the sign of the cross the faith and imagination to be peacemakers wherever we find ourselves, in families, our communities, and our world, we pray.
God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all who are held captive to human trafficking, sweatshops, prostitution, drugs and alcohol, or any illness of any kind, especially those we name before you now, either silently or aloud.
Let us give thanks for all the faithful who have been brought from death to eternal life by the grace of Christ. Keep us in hope until the day we join them in glory. We pray.
God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your abundant mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of peace with one another.
God's peace. God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's 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 peace be with you. Thank you.
Yeah. Where's, yeah. Is this the right height for you?
Yeah, that's fine. That's probably good, yeah.
fragrant bread.
Come, let us bring the warm and fragrant bread.
Broken here so all God's people might be fed.
Broken here so all God's people might be fed.
Bring the sweet, abundant wine.
Come, let us bring the sweet, abundant wine.
In this cup we taste the joy of grace divine.
In this cup we taste the joy of grace divine.
Blessed are they who share the feast of Jubilee.
Blessed are they who share the feast of Jubilee.
Blessed are they who share the feast of Jubilee.
Blessed are they who share the feast of Jubilee.
Let us pray. God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave thanks, and gave it for all to eat, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Into one by the Holy Spirit, I invite you to pray the Lord's Prayer together in whatever version is most familiar and comforting to you. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. And deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome at this table. Come, for all is ready. Please be seated.
So you can go ahead and break that. And they'll bring more elements from there, so you can take that with a napkin for distribution, and I'll take this.
O Lamb of God,
you can go around to the front of it.
You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Have mercy on us.
O bread of life.
O bread of life.
You take away.
You take away.
The sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O cup of joy, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O Lamb of grant us your peace. Grant us your peace.
justice, love, and mercy till you come in final glory. Seek injustice, love, and mercy till you come in final glory.
We sing together hymn number 639, first in Spanish, then in English.